In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What's up, Kid Monday? How's everybody doing? All right. We've already lost one. Man down.
Yeah. It's our first victim of the flu season, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
The schnitzel wolf down and out. Praying to the porcelain gods.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
Well, it's that time of year, man. People start dropping like flies.
I know.
And everyone gives you crap because you are kind of an OCD ninny with the wipes and the cleanliness and all that. But, you know, this is what happens. Someone comes in, they get sick, and then they decide to be a hero. And then they come in and they're like, well, I can't miss work. And then they spread their disease all over everyone else. And now we're all sick.
Yeah, I feel like Schultzy's the new me. I used to get sick all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like he gets sick all the time. But I don't get sick all the time anymore.
You get sick quite a bit.
I really don't. I mean, I've been sick.
When you travel?
One
you get
time.
Sick every time you travel.
I mean, that is just not true. The last 2 years.
Vegas has almost killed you like 9 times.
I've been to Vegas. Let's see, I'm trying to think. Last 2 years is when I started tackling this. You know, I told you, I did a whole thing. I went to a naturopath and was like really looking into like, why the hell do I get sick? And we've done a really good job of tackling that. And I think that I got the flu or COVID, I can't remember which one it was, once last year. Outside of that, yeah, let's see, what is it? Bloop,
bloop, bloop. November.
We're coming up on 2 years since we tackled this. I've been sick one time.
That's tasty.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I've traveled to Vegas at least once, if not twice since then, although we've kind of backed off Vegas a little bit recently. And so it's just, he's the new me. I'm a new me. He's the new me.
He's the new you.
Everybody's a new me.
Everyone.
So we have.
I'm still the same person, so I don't, you know.
We have Spotify. Rap star, lowercase in there, filling in today.
How are we doing, guys?
Calling in the righty.
Yep, went to the bullpen.
So wait, did they just, are you just available now? Like you're that guy? You're like the new Will Ortner.
Yeah, whenever I'm needed, I'm around.
Yeah, so if they call you and you're like, you know, who knows? What you're out producing a rap album. You're like, guys, I got to go.
Yeah,
I got
much.
The bat signal. I got to go to the fan.
Yeah.
That's great.
He is the new Klondike Will Ortner. When no one else is there, Will Ortner was there.
Well, we need guys like you.
Yes.
And believe me, we'll ride you hard.
Yeah. This is, unfortunately now, I see you've set the precedent
that
you're willing to work whenever and now.
Yeah, Odyssey's going to ride you hard.
Yep.
But that's okay.
Ride you hard and put you away wet, my friend. You're going to be one of those gals that looks real good for a little bit. And then at some point you look up and you're like, oh my God, how old is that person? Like 29. Like that's a rough 29.
I would tell you that there is a pot of gold at the end of that rainbow, but I can assure you there is not.
Hey, it's okay.
Yeah.
Our boss was once lowercase. Yes, that's where Dusty was back in the day.
Yeah.
It only took him 19 years, I think.
But, I can also assure you that is not a pot of gold. But you know, look.
Are you kidding me? The standard fame and fortune boss contract?
Hey, come on, this is fun. Beats digging ditches,
that's
right?
That's true.
Amen to that.
That's what that's what I always say.
Yeah. You know,
beats
on.
Although I think digging ditches probably pays real well. I've been getting a lot of like those I don't know why, but like the algorithm decides that you want to see a lot of one particular thing. I'm getting a lot of North.
Well, I think I know why.
Why is that?
Well, it's populating off of what you look at.
Okay, but a lot of times I understand. Like if you're looking at something or you're shopping for something, but for whatever reason, I've been getting a lot of videos of the North Sea. Like people just working out on the North Sea, and I don't know why. I'm not watching like dangerous fishermen or like slippery boat captain show on the Learning Channel. But for whatever reason, for the last like 2 weeks, like every other video that comes across my my Twitter, my Instagram or Facebook or whatever, it's just some dude working out in the middle of the North Sea making like $500,000, but also probably going to die. And I don't know why, but that seems like the worst job ever. And so that's what yes, you make a lot of money, but I'd rather be in here. At no point, for whatever lowercase thinks of this program, there is nothing that's going to happen in you where you are going to get maimed or killed sitting in that chair. And that's probably a good thing. Some of those videos are just the most terrifying thing in the world.
Yeah, and eventually you can get to where you get healthcare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
And yeah. What more could you really
You're
ask?
You're not going to be able to afford the health care, but you know.
Yeah, you can. It's expensive.
They'll give you an option. You basically will be working for just your health care, but damn it, you're going to get it.
That's what we're here for.
Lowercase, good to have you. Thanks for filling in. Little Schultzy thinks he'll be back tomorrow. I say stay away.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was like. Hey, Schnitzel Wolf, don't be a hero.
Yeah.
All right?
We don't need any heroes here.
I don't need. And if he does come in, I will ask him to stay like a minimum 65 feet from me.
We have a guy here person here that still wears a mask 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Like, always.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. It's not crazy, but it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it because I hated those. I mean, those things are so.
Well, they don't work on me because of the beard, but yeah.
You know?
I was never a fan.
But they wear it 100% of the time.
My daughter wears them. She doesn't wear them all the time, but I see the Amazon orders and she does order like the grip of them. And so I think she wears them when she goes to school. Because she's trying to be like a biologist and work with the different diseases and whatnot. So I think she's got a little bit of that. Whatever I think when you're studying that stuff, I think it's the idea of I don't want that stuff anywhere near me. So she always carries around hand sanitizer and she's got a lot of those masks that she carries around with her.
Look what I have.
But yeah, hand sanitizer.
Hand sanny. My wife buys these little handheld ones. They're great.
Yeah, they're around.
You just shove them in your pocket.
We've got a lot of that going on at my house because the BTJ. And
they
then,
smell delightful.
Yeah, you get lots of different.
I don't know where she gets
different
them.
Aromas. Some of the ones that we have glitter in them, though, and that's a bit much.
Yeah.
Because next thing you know, then I got like, and it's like I've been at Casa Diablo. There's a lot of glitter on me.
And there would be nothing wrong with that.
No. And also, I get a lot of cuts on my hands, and that can be a bit problematic when you go to put the hand sanitizer on. It burns a little bit.
Yeah, somebody said, I mentioned to my son saving up enough cash to go in half and half on his first car. I told him I would match it up to $2,000, and now I get a ton of Dave Ramsey videos.
Yeah.
Ramsey Solutions, whatever that is. Yeah, so it's listening to you.
I know. I just don't know what...
You've been talking about the sea.
Have we?
You must... Well, you are. I'll tell you this. That algorithm works because...
Dude, it's spot on.
I have a burner Insta because I hate it when someone sends me an Instagram post and I can't open it. You have to have your own account to open it.
Yeah, you don't do anything with it other than you watch things that people send.
I contend that Facebook and Instagram are stupid for that. Mm-hmm. They should, more people would see their content if you would just allow other people who don't have an account with you to open things.
Because then you'll just open up an account, which you just did.
Yeah, but I don't really use it. But I wouldn't. Well, that's fair. Yeah. I wouldn't have opened an account otherwise. Yeah. But I think I would be more inclined to open an account, a real account.
Sure.
If I were able to just maybe get hooked by the content, you know?
Yeah.
But they don't allow that. Anyway.
Yeah. I too have the burner account that doesn't have my name on it or whatever, that's just there. And I have a Facebook one for the Facebook marketplace.
So I just have like one. Well, my wife now knows that I get these, and so she sends them to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have one buddy who's a golfing buddy who sends me golf videos.
Yeah.
So that's all I ever open.
Sure.
And there's a lot of funny golf content on Instagram, I will say.
Yeah.
And so every time, and it's not often, but every once in a while, I'll be like sitting at the DMV or something. I'm like, oh my God, how much longer is this going to be? And they're like, oh, maybe I'll go scroll through my burner Instagram account. Mm-hmm. Mindlessly. 100% golf videos.
Yeah.
And I'm never even on it. I just have opened a couple.
And it knows.
And it knows.
Yeah.
Which I think is.
Yeah.
It's great, but also.
It's a little frightening.
Like, they should throw some more stuff in there that they think I would like.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, like, about. I have not done anything.
Because I don't, now I don't know how to find anything that's not that.
Oh, well, you just got to, like.
What do I do?
You just look at, like, one hot, and the next thing you know, it's just going to be, like, it's a series of hots.
I don't want that. I don't want that. Got to keep it clean. I want, I don't know.
Yeah, there's cooking videos. You
don't
got, like humor.
Sports.
Sports. You can get a lot of offensive, racist, and sexist material sent your way. My buddy's algorithm is the most terrifying because he spams me just like the little Instagram reels. His algorithm is something else. Boy, it is. and unfortunately, it's spot on. But every now and then, he'll send me like two or three in a row and he goes, this is just what came across my feed. And I'm like, man, that is accurate, but also very problematic. And then every now and then, it goes like a step too far. Like you see one, you're like, whoa. Whoa, Instagram, we didn't need to go there. I understand that you think that's where I'm
now,
going.
Now, what do you
but,
do? Do you tell it, hey,
whoa.
Tone down my algo.
Turn it back.
Do you say that or?
I've got a buddy who likes to send me like failed workout videos, you know, someone, you know, dropping a squat rack or someone. And we got to a point where we had to like have a conversation. Stop sending us because on our feed, it's just getting worse and worse.
Yeah. The constant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah.
Well,
oh, gross as in like.
Yeah, like
injuries.
you're saying bad injuries and stuff, and you're like, let's
that's
just
not,
get this
yeah,
out of here.
That's not where we started.
No. I had a buddy that was sending me Thailand, the Thailand videos, like dudes going on vacation to Thailand, and they're pretty funny, obviously, and there's a certain slant to those things. And it got to
what
the point.
What does that mean? Would you like to explain that?
No,
what do you mean?
I think we all know what the insinuation when you're going to Thailand on vacation is. And so it was just this series of, hey, let's go to vacation in Thailand. This is what it's about. And it got same thing. It was like, all right, time out. We've gone too far. Somehow we got to get into like the first couple, pretty funny. And then there needs to be like a line where there needs to be a button on like Instagram where you can be like, that's the line right here. Nothing further than this. Fine. Right here. Anything further than that? Like we're bordering on like some sort of hate crime. It's weird.
Did I ever tell you my indoctrination into the Thailand single men traveling?
No. The Rush Limbaugh, if you will.
World. Well, I was a bartender in Kansas City at a little scotch and cigar bar, still there, called Harry's, great place. And we had some interesting clientele, and one guy was one of our regulars, and I knew nothing of Thailand or what men went to Thailand for. And he got back from Thailand one time, and I poured him a drink and sat in front of him and said, hey, how was Thailand? And all he does is take out three pictures from his lapel and puts them on the bar.
Yeah.
I will never unsee those photos.
Yeah.
I said, dude.
Burned into your retina.
Inappropriate.
Yeah.
What on earth?
Thailand.
So that's when I learned. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what the algorithm puts out those three photos, but they put them out all the time.
Yeah.
And you're
so
like,
thankfully, my algorithm in my head instantly shut that off.
Yes.
Right? Like
it's for the best.
Yeah.
It's called the
for
defense.
The rest of
it's a defense mechanism, and
until
it's,
I met you,
and it's a good one.
And now here we are talking about it.
I will.
Interesting.
I know who's getting forwarded these Instagram videos now. Let's just start spamming them onto to one Isaac Rop.
You don't have my account. My account's hidden.
We'll find it.
I'm hidden in there, deep inside the funny golf video world.
Funny golf videos and Thailand vacation videos.
There's lots of wife. Like husband-wife dynamic videos, too.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, good old classic relatable content.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. There's a guy that I like. He does, you know, the most interesting man in the world? He does those, but he does, like, the most Oregon man in the world. And then he'll do the most, the most Swedish man in the world, the most Arkansas man in the world. And they're like, AI-generated videos, and they're about a minute and a half long. They're pretty good. Really problematic on some of them. But pretty funny. The most Oregon man in the world is well played.
I bet.
Yeah. But then get into like some of the like specific country, like the most Thailand guy in the world, you don't want to watch that one. That's like, ah.
Is he an American guy?
It's just, That one comes across, you're like, ooh, ah.
Well, it's a big Monday show. Thank you for the opening segment there, everybody. We've got some stuff coming up. We're going to do some sports talk and whatnot.
Sports! It was a good weekend and a bad weekend, true depending story. On what team you had.
Yeah, are you talking about Ducks Beavers? Is that what you're...
Ducks Beavers?
Huskies?
Well, we knew the...
Huskies?
We thought what was going to happen to the Cougs. It did happen. We got dog-walked.
Oh, York. Yeah. I was thinking Cougs. Washington State. I don't even think they played.
And I will make a bold statement. We've been doing this show now for 20 plus years. That is... It is not debatable. And there's been plenty of them. Losing to Sam Houston State in the way that went down.
Oh, no.
That is the worst loss in Oregon State history since I've been doing this. Now, I can't comment on 1982. But again, been here for 22-ish, 23 years.
What happened in 1982? Was that the toilet bowl?
Yeah, well, I mean, there were some rough days back in the Beaver days, in the 80s and in the 90s. So I'm just saying from when I got here, because we both have been here 20-plus years, in some shape or form, 23, 24, 25 years, that is the worst loss that Oregon State has ever taken. And I'll go a step further. That is probably the worst Pac-12-10 loss I've ever seen. And I watched Stanford lose to, I believe, UC Davis opening their new stadium. I was at the Apple Cup when Washington went 0-for against Washington State. And I am telling you, that is the worst loss in Pac-12 history. The worst team in the country. And that's not my opinion. That's the SP Index. The worst team in the country. That was 0-8.
Wait, I thought that was UMass.
No, Sam Houston State was worse than UMass last week. Ooh. They've moved ahead of them now.
Wait a minute. Okay, we don't need to spend too much time on that game, but
it was 17-0.
Yeah.
17-0.
That's what I thought. When I fell asleep, they were up 17-0.
17-0.
And you know what I did in my head? I was laying there. I was kind of like, you know how you do.
Yeah.
Almost sleeping.
Yeah, he was like,
I forget what game I was watching. It was the late game. USC maybe?
No, USC had already.
Wasn't there a late game on?
No,
anyway,
it wasn't USC. USC had already played. USC played on the Friday night.
I saw the score. Oh, that's right. That was Friday night. I saw the score and I lamented not betting them.
Yeah.
Because it was 17-0 in the second quarter. I'm like, oh, man, I should have bet on that because the spread was like 20.
Yeah.
And I wake up to the fact that they lost.
They lost.
That's unbelievable.
17-0 to the worst team in the country who was 0-8 that supposedly didn't know if they could field the team. They didn't have enough players to – they were bringing guys on the trip that weren't on a travel roster. They just needed warm bodies, I guess, to stand on the sideline, and they lost. That is the worst loss in Pac-12 history. How Scott Barnes has a job still –
well, it's not his fault.
It's beyond me.
1982, by the way, Oregon beat Oregon State 7-6.
See, I can't comment. I wasn't. Oof. I was like 4.
The Beavs went 1-9 that season.
Yeah, they were 1-9. They did lose 45-5 to Stanford.
Yeah. No, I don't care.
38-0 to USC.
That's inexcusable.
Beat Montana, though.
That is inexcusable.
Well, we won't be speaking too much about that game as well. It's a lost season for the Beavers. Hopefully they find the right coach. We will be speaking, though, about the Ducks' gritty win in Iowa City. Mm-hmm. We'll start there next on The Fan.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, man, I was just looking at the stats. Beavers, Sam Houston State. Wow.
Yeah, dude, they outgained them like 450-something to 100 and whatever.
28-8 in first downs.
Yeah.
188-72 in rush yards.
Yeah.
And 37-23 in time of possession.
And lost.
And they and blew a 17-point lead.
Yes.
That's wild.
Again, SP
now,
Index.
Now, you're saying you were watching that?
The worst team in the country. So I turned it on at the beginning. Remember, I was needling around with the idea of betting on Sam Houston State to win a game.
Oh, that's right.
But not Oregon State. But I had done it with Kent State, and it was kind of a fun thing. And so I wanted to keep an eye on it. And so I turned it off and was like, well, you know, this thing's over. There's no reason to watch it. And then as I was just kind of scrolling around, I saw an update. And I was like, huh, okay. And so then I kind of flipped back over, and I kind of caught up. I was like, because I was looking at the stat, I was like, how the hell did this happened. Then I started looking at the play-by-play, like the box chart, and I was like, oh my God.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden you look up, and it's 21-17, and you're like,
what happened?
Well, okay, Oregon State can clearly come back, and then they botched the fourth down play where he just, I think it was Hankerson, just dropped the ball, and I just, my jaw was on the floor. Yeah. I could not fathom that had just, Sam Houston is the worst team in the country, and that's the weird part about Oregon State is, Oregon State's not that bad.
Shouldn't be.
I know they're 2-8, but they beat Washington State, who's an okay team. They should have beat Fresno State. Like that realistically is more like a 5 or a 6 win team at least. And they lost to the worst team in the country at home after being up 17-0.
Yeah, an inexplicable loss, but you know, it's a loss season. So, you know, what do you got to play for? Although I thought they were going to maybe try to rattle off 5 in a row to finish the season, but lo and behold, that ain't happening.
No.
Could happen for the Ducks. They won.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw, but they were out there at Iowa, and the weather was as bad as we thought, and Dan Lanning was as stubborn as we thought in terms of not wearing any rain gear.
No, and believe it or not, I think that weather was worse than what they had against Wisconsin.
Oh, no question. It was colder.
At least the Wisconsin one kind of, it was decent at the beginning. That just started from the get-go and didn't feel like let up 1 inch.
Yeah, but hey, nice win. Gritty win.
Yes.
You're on the road.
It doesn't have to be pretty. Wins are wins. See you're, Indiana.
Yeah, on the road, you're without 3 of your top receivers. Mm-hmm. The weather sucks.
Backup right tackle.
You're playing a team that, you know, I mean, I don't know. Let's be honest. You're probably not that excited to play. And thanks, Atticus.
Yeah.
Pulled it out.
Well, and even Sabington had some, you know, there was a point this year where you didn't really feel great about the kicking game.
Be honest, did you feel great about him making that kick when they were because they called timeout?
No, I honestly didn't.
I thought he was going to miss it.
I didn't feel great about any of the 3 kicks, and yet he was spot on. So again, give credit where credit's due, and it wasn't pretty. And no, Iowa is not great. And I know some people, it's like you can view it 2 ways. You can view it like, well, Iowa has no offense to speak of, and they're not that good, and they don't beat top 25 teams, and you needed a miracle, not a miracle, but like kind of one of those just heroic drives at the end just to squeak by Iowa. You can view it that way, and I get it if you want to dog Oregon. I just go back to the Indiana-Penn State thing. No matter who you are, you're going to play in these games. If you want to be a national champion and you're going to have a special season, you're going to have games like this where you are pressed and it's ugly conditions and maybe you aren't up for it and you're beat up and it kind of those dog days of the end of the year and everything's not going your way and yet you find a way to pull those out. And that throw that Dante Moore had to set up the field goal, that is as good a throw, especially in those conditions, as you will see ever. I mean, it is anything other than a perfect throw, and that ball is batted away. And, I mean, that's a guy making a big-time throw. And then, like you said, Sappington coming through, I just give him credit. I don't do the whole, well, now we're going to crap all over Iowa. No. That's a tough place to go. And you had to win. Iowa could only win the game one way. And Oregon had to play that game, and they were actually better than Iowa at their own game. They got into a rock fight, and they were better at throwing rocks. They were better on both sides of the line of scrimmage than the big, rugged Iowa Hawkeyes. And I'm not certain that 5 or 6 years ago, that's a game that the Oregon, like, team, that the way those are built, I'm not certain that Oregon was equipped to win a game like this a number of years ago.
Still pretty crazy, you know, the way Indiana-Penn State went down, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Iowa, Penn State, Oregon, and Indiana, those four teams, in every game that they've played against one another this year, every one of them has come down to the wire.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Because we think of Indiana as so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they? I mean, they barely beat Oregon, they barely beat Penn State, and they barely beat Iowa. Oregon barely beat Penn State and barely beat Iowa, lost to Indiana. Penn State barely lost to Iowa, barely lost to Indiana, barely lost to Oregon.
You asked, is Indiana better than Oregon?
Well, I just think that much better.
Oh, well, I mean, look,
I mean, I think we thought that much better, but
they went into Oregon and they were the better team. I don't think, even though that game was close, watching that game, at no point did I did not think Oregon was better than Indiana. And I did not think that was going to be the case. And Indiana was better than they were. So, like, that to me was a definitive of those games you're talking about. I actually think that may have been the most definitive
of
those games.
They actually did win by double digits, yes. I should say. But I don't know. The more we watch the Big Ten, the more we see that maybe it's tighter and more bunched up than we thought.
Sure. The outlier.
Sans Ohio State.
I mean, Ohio State right now, and they'll have to prove it against Indiana.
But
the
I was
going to
say,
game.
They haven't played. Who's the best team they've played in the Big Ten?
In the Big Ten. So they
Penn State?
Penn State, but that wasn't much. They beat Texas. I guess that win is looking better and better.
But that's not Big Ten.
That's not Big Ten.
Penn State's the best team they've played in the Big Ten.
That would be my guess.
And Penn State's a three-win team.
Yeah.
But like I said, Penn State's played Iowa, Indiana, and Oregon tough, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, records
they
not.
They beat Washington, Minnesota, Illinois was ranked, Wisconsin, Penn State, you know. It's like, eh.
So maybe Washington?
Maybe Illinois.
All I'm saying is record isn't everything.
Yeah.
And I think that when you get into a league like this is kind of more what I thought the Big Ten would be like last year.
Yeah, me too.
But it wasn't. Oregon rolled right through it because they were a better team last year.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it and schedule. But I think this year it's kind of fun that, you know, you have this, you know, look, I don't know that anybody thinks Oregon's a championship caliber team this year.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter. I mean, look at like Notre Dame last year getting all the way to the final. Were there doubts about them being a championship caliber team? Of course. They lost to Northern Illinois, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
They just kept getting better and better, right?
Yeah.
And it's one of those types of years, and Oregon's kind of in that class. I mean, I think last year we thought they were higher, but I don't know. I just think it's kind of fun when you see Indiana get dragged into the mud again by Penn State, you know, and Penn State,
well, and
they're not that good. And,
no,
and
but,
Iowa dragging Oregon into the mud. I mean, it's a tight league. It's
sure.
a fun league.
And you know, Wisconsin's a crappy team, but Wisconsin gave Oregon a tough fight, and Wisconsin found a way to beat. You want to talk about a disappointing loss? UW had everything they could want laid before them in a nice little package getting ready for Oregon, and they couldn't handle Wisconsin. Wisconsin beat UW, and their leading passer was their punter for like 24
Boy,
yards.
Boy, is that not classic Jed Fish?
Oh, my God. You want to talk about a school that just...
Absolutely.
You can't trust that it's Jekyll and Hyde. I give you the University of Washington.
You know what scares me? You know what scares me?
What's that?
I'm going to go ahead and tell you.
They get up off the mat.
Well, here's what's going to happen. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and lay it out for you.
Yeah.
If USC beats Iowa, which they should, they're favored to do that.
Yeah.
It's Lincoln Riley's Super Bowl in Eugene.
Yeah.
Okay, huge game.
Yeah.
As long as Oregon takes care of business against Minnesota.
Sure.
Okay. Let's say Oregon wins that. They're at home, probably. I mean, you should beat them.
USC's not that good.
So, huge win at home, big game, big, huge Saturday game.
Yeah, I know where you're going with this.
Followed by a holiday week
where
everybody, you know, kind of does their holiday thing, family, a lot of distractions. Then you come back on Saturday and have to go on the road to your rival who has nothing left to play for except to spoil your season. Yeah.
And we know that when UW gets it all together, which is seemingly just who the hell knows, it's really good. It's just that it is the most Jekyll and Hyde thing. I am with you. That would be the most
scary.
That would be the most Big Ten thing, right? You look like absolute dog mess on the road against Wisconsin, and then you look like world beaters against Oregon. So yeah, it's been a weird year, but I'm with you that I think this Big Ten season has been fun. I think the SEC is this way too. I think the SEC and the Big Ten, for being the two big power conferences, have kind of lived up to it. The ACC is a freaking mess. The Big 12, we thought we were going to get the two heavyweights. It wasn't. You had one heavyweight and
who's
one
the second one.
Well, the other. Well, you had 8 versus I think 10 in that game.
Oh. And BYU's not a heavyweight.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You thought maybe you had the two big heavyweights, and it wasn't.
Man.
You had one heavyweight and one that was like Scooby-Doo style. You got the mask ripped off you, and you're like,
Texas Tech is
to be here.
Clearly the best team in the Big 12.
But the Big 10 and the SEC, I think it's been a really fun year.
And we're getting the classic Big 10 weather.
Yes.
You know, that is a snow game too far off?
And by the way, well, Wisconsin had some of that. If you don't think that played a role in Oregon, those two games, and UW at Wisconsin kind of having a mush sort of game, you're fooling yourself. It's hard to throw the ball when it's 34 degrees and your hands are frozen.
Well, we wondered what it would look like when these big, flashy West Coast teams play in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
In November.
Yeah.
Well, you're seeing it.
Well, and you saw the difference between a team that was able to adapt and play physical in Oregon and a team in Washington that couldn't do jack ass.
That's right. Now, I don't think USC, I think they
I don't think they've had this game.
They
yet.
Caught the scheduling.
Yeah.
They caught the favorable schedule. I don't think they have had to go. Well, could you give me their November schedule?
I will. But
they play Iowa at home, and they just played Northwestern at home. So.
I do not believe that USC has had to play the bad weather game.
Yeah.
They're home against Iowa, on the road against Oregon, and then they get UCLA at home.
So they did not have a bad weather game in the Midwest.
No, they were at Nebraska and Notre Dame, but neither one of those was particularly bad weather.
Well, Notre Dame's non-con, though, but
yeah,
but Nebraska.
And it wasn't
bad.
It was
earlier.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow, they got lucky. Anyway, they would be a fun team to watch get kind of dragged into those types of environments, and they will over time, but they just didn't have that game this year. I don't know. It's fun. I like the Big Ten. This is what I'm talking about. I don't know if the Ducks are that great. I mean, they're averaging, like, I think it's 22 points a game against the top the five top 50 defenses that they faced.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't been good, and it's not just weather.
Yeah.
They're just kind of a grinded out team this year.
Yep.
And that makes for some pretty spicy football.
And their defense is holding the fort.
All right, coming up next, have we now had a new team jump into the top two? That's next, but first here's Casey with Sports.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we're talking a little college football with you guys. Now, we've been corrected. Okay.
Talk to me.
Scolded.
What happened?
By the boss. Came in here and...
Oh, that's true.
You know.
Yeah.
But he slapped the desk with his ruler and said...
He's an insider, you know.
Let me tell you something.
Threw it right in your face.
Dusty, who does sidelines for the Ducks, he came in here, he was listening, and he said, Wisconsin, the Oregon-Wisconsin game, way worse than the Oregon-Iowa game weather-wise.
And I wouldn't have thought that. It to me, from watching on TV, it felt like that Iowa was more problematic. But he said in the second half, he goes, it actually wasn't bad. Which was weird, because in the second half, Oregon like refused. I think they attempted two passes. And I understand they were, you know, down a bunch of receivers, but they didn't even make an attempt to throw the footballs. I kind of assumed when every time they showed the camera, the lights, it looked like a steady rain. The replay of the 2-point conversion, I thought they were going to have to give that to Iowa because we couldn't see the definitive view because there was rain all over the camera. I mean, he said Wisconsin was way, way worse.
Wisconsin had more rain. Said maybe a little colder at Iowa, but yeah. Pretty similar. Anyway.
I do enjoy that, like, the narrative, like, Booger McFarland said this, and I was hearing a couple of the pundits talk about that Oregon isn't used to weather like this. Have you been to... Are we the new San Diego? Are we not familiar?
Do you honestly think Booger McFarland has ever been to Oregon?
No.
He hasn't.
No.
And that's where that comes from. Those guys have no idea what it's like in the winter
in Oregon. It just shocks me that there's this narrative... And I heard a bunch of people, I think Jeff Schwartz, a couple of people were pushing back on this, and even some of the big national guys. This idea that Oregon is like a flashy, like, throw it around the yard. Mario Cristobal started this, and Dan Lanning has continued it. At what point is Oregon just a tough-nosed physical football team? They play good defense, they ram it down your throat. They're more of a run team than they are a pass team, and yet that narrative persists that, one, apparently it's really nice here at Oregon that people aren't used to the rain, and that Oregon is a finesse speed team.
Well, doesn't it just show you that...
Ignorant.
Well, yeah, people don't watch.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's all it is.
Yeah. It's pretty obvious.
If you think for the last 6 or 7 years that Oregon is a team predicated on speed, and that's all it is, it's the Chip Kelly days, then you just are bad at your job and you don't pay attention to what's going on.
Well, it was a good weekend. The Indiana toe tap stole the weekend.
I said the Dante Moore, you won't find a better pass than Dante Moore's down the sideline. Was that Benson that caught that? Or was that McClellan? I forget which one. Who made that catch? I think it was Benson.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my God. You will not find a better pass. You won't find a better catch than the toe tap at Indiana.
Amazing.
And like, I don't know if either one of those were season destroyers. I mean, Indiana would have been fine if they lost that game.
I was going to say, the Indiana one, I mean, that was really cool, and they're making a lot out of it.
Yeah.
It didn't mean much.
But still, the fact that you had won, it probably won.
Save their undefeated season.
Undefeated season, and it probably, that probably was a Heisman Trophy winning drive for Mendoza. But my God, the toe tap, same thing. I did not think he got in. When I saw that, I was like, no way. That's out. And then you watch it again, you're like, nope, that's
pretty cool.
In. That's amazing.
I have already laid waste to the Michigan State point spread this week. Penn State, like, dude, they went to Ohio State, battled them hard for a half, and then Ohio State just did Ohio State things.
Sure.
And then they come back.
Should have had them.
And damn it, they had Indiana. So what on earth
they
is
have left?
Penn State's going to go to Michigan State?
We emptied the tank.
I bet Sparty right off the bat. They're catching seven.
Seven and a half.
Dude.
That is the.
I'm not telling anyone to bet that. Yeah. I'm just telling you, I bet the living S out of that. Yeah. Penn State is not getting back up off the mat. No.
That's one of those you dump, and you could see it in everyone's face when that game was over. I actually legitimately felt bad for those Penn State players because they played their ass off,
Think about that. Think about their season. they almost beat Oregon. Mm-hmm. They almost beat Indiana, and they should have beat Iowa. And they're, what are they, 3-6. Okay, so they'd be 6-3. They'd be right in the heart of this thing. Like, this is how this is what I'm saying about the Big Ten this year. And I know, you know, the James Franklin thing, and it's been weird at Penn State, and they let the Oregon game kind of dovetail on them. Mm. But this league is tight.
Yeah.
Outside of Ohio State, and we thought Indiana was maybe more like Ohio State. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Indiana, we've seen them play Iowa, Penn State, Oregon. They've all been close games. You know, I feel like it's Ohio State and everybody else in the Big Ten. Well, we didn't think that a couple weeks ago.
And we do know, to be fair, like, Indiana is a really good team. And I was just so impressed with what they did at Oregon. But let's also not act like, from a talent standpoint, and what does Zabartu say? Talent is like, what, 75% of it? It just is. Like, those top teams are just way more talented. And yes, Indiana does have NFL guys. Mendoza's an NFL guy. They have an NFL receiver. They got a couple NFL guys in their front seven. They have maybe the best corner in the Big Ten. Like, there's NFL dudes. But top to bottom, from a talent standpoint, Indiana is not Ohio State. And when we saw them play last year against Notre Dame and play against Ohio State, that was abundantly clear. So I will say, I think the margin for error for a team like Indiana is a lot less than a team like Oregon or Bama or Ohio State. I think teams like that, if they don't bring their A game, sometimes you can just lean on superior talent, right? You say, hey, we're just bigger, more rugged. We're just more athletic. Last year against Boise State played better than Oregon, but the depth and the talent of Oregon's backups, special teams, won them that game. And I think what you see with Indiana is, again, when they don't bring their A game, that margin for error is smaller because it's not, that roster is not constructed the way the other elite teams are.
Yeah, they're really good, but I think Texas A&M maybe surpassed them for the second best team.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're doing rankings and you don't have A&M second, then
well, they got to be second now.
Yes,
they won the third ranked road win they've had this year.
Yes,
they've beat Notre Dame, LSU, and Missouri all on the road.
Yes,
Indiana hasn't done that.
No,
of course Indiana has the Oregon win, but
and by the way, like some of those games, like they hammered LSU. Missouri, and I know backup quarterback, but was not.
Oh, they dominated.
That was not close.
Yeah.
And so, yes, A&M is the second team in the country. It is Ohio State and it is Texas A&M, and then you tuck Indiana behind.
Based on resume, yes. But I think before this last weekend, there was maybe a debate that, oh, it's Ohio State and Indiana and everyone else. Like, we were talking about A&M. Like, I thought Missouri could beat A&M and predicted them to do so. It's like, A&M's kind of starting to, like, you know, how many weeks are we going to say, well, the other shoe's going to drop? They're not quite all the way there. So they're going to lose. Well, Georgia Tech got picked off. Virginia got picked off. BYU got picked off.
Yeah, we did.
Like, all the teams that we think, you know, Miami got picked off twice. Like, all the, there are all these teams that get up there because they're undefeated or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we think they're at a level that they're not. A&M is one that we thought was maybe that. I don't know that.
Yeah.
After, I don't know.
At some point, your record speaks for itself, and you have to start giving them now proper credit. And
they still have to win at Texas. Yep. That'll be their big one at the end of the year. But
South Carolina, Samford, whatever. And the Texas game doesn't mean anything for them. They'll automatically be in. But at that point, if Texas keeps winning, and Texas has a big one before that, but you know, Texas is now, what, top 11? Except Texas now has to go prove it. They're on the road at Georgia. Yeah. So we'll see.
That'll be a good game.
I think Texas is kind of,
yeah. Well, didn't Georgia beat them twice last year?
Yeah. I'm not a believer in Texas, but we'll see. You got a chance to prove me wrong. Shut me up. Go on the road and beat Georgia, and no one can say crap.
Clever or Bush League next on the Fan. All right. Clever or Bush League? I don't know if you caught USC Northwestern on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. I was sitting at a bar. We were getting ready to go to a concert, and that was on the old tube there. And it caused quite the kerfuffle, because when you were watching without the sound, it was kind of hard to figure out what was going on. And then you get on your phone, you're looking on Twitter, and some people were saying that's illegal, and other people were saying it was great gamesmanship. And, well, it turned out it should have been a penalty. I guess they said after the fact, you're not allowed to do that.
So the USC backup quarterback is Sam Huard.
Yes.
Of Huard family fame.
Yeah.
And they switched his number from number 70 to number 80.
Mm-hmm.
Conveniently, number 80 is the same number that the punter, Sam Johnson, wears.
Aha. Which, by the way, this does happen. Like guys that return kicks or offensive linemen. One of I keep spacing on his name. The guy who came in and played right tackle for the Ducks, who played in place of Harkey, he's caught some passes. He plays their jumbo set tight end, and they'll put a 91 jersey on over the top of him. There was a hilarious one earlier this year where Georgia Tech was playing Clemson, and the kid had to put on a jersey to go return kicks because someone else had his number on the punt team, and it was like 9 sizes too big. He put on like this big, giant, oversized 43 jersey, so this does happen. But you can't put on the same jersey in attempt to disguise yourself. That's illegal.
Went into the game in a punt formation. Remember, he is the backup quarterback, not the punter.
Yeah.
So they line him up as the punter, wearing the punter's number, and they threw a fake.
It was a dime. It's a great pass.
Well, yeah, he's a quarterback.
The best part is, I guess, the announcer and stuff was like, "What a dime by the by the punter," and they were saying it was the punter. Everyone thought it was just the punter.
USC then scored a touchdown later on that drive. And, the Big Ten came out and said,
can't do that.
NCAA football playing rule 9, section 2, article A, B, article G. I don't know. Something like that. Is labeled unfair tactics, with paragraph D stating 2 players playing the same position may not wear the same number during the game.
Yes.
If a foul was identified when number 80, Johnson, entered the game as a punter, a team unsportsmanlike conduct penalty would have been assessed, resulting in a 15-yard penalty from the previous spot.
Yes. So this is like why most guys have to put, like I mentioned, the Georgia Tech guy who returned the punt, he had an eligible number to return a punt.
Number 43.
Number 43. But there was already a 43. And you see this a lot. Like, in fact, sometimes you see penalties where someone will play special teams, because what they'll do is most teams will allow an offensive and a defensive player to have the same number. So a guy wants to be 0, cool, you're a DB, you're a receiver, you can have it. Can't play on the punt team together. So one just throws one over the top. But in this case, it is a little bit of a loophole, because the punter wasn't on the field. There wasn't 2 80s. They just were disguising.
Are they saying that if they had kept running Sam Huard out there as the punter, it would have been fine?
It would have been fine.
So the second Johnson went out there as the punter, then it's like, wait, you can't do that.
Yeah, so that's why some people were saying, did USC find a loophole in this? And
they kind of did.
Remember when Lanning had his loophole against Ohio State?
Yeah.
They will close this. But from my understanding, it's a penalty, but there was really no way to call it because no one knew that they were doing this. If they do it again, you're going to get flagged. They got away with one.
Do we think it's Bush League?
I don't.
It's, you know.
I don't at all. I'm like, hey, man.
Well, let me ask, was the Lanning thing Bush League?
No. I don't think it was Bush League.
Who was it? Vrabel and Belichick did this with like delay of games.
We always get so butthurt when other people actually have brains.
Yeah.
And come up with something that's kind of clever.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, you can't do that. Yes, I can. Why do you do that? Because you're too stupid to figure it out.
Well, again, the tush push in a lesser way, but people are like, well, it's not a real play. Well, we're going to keep running it until you commit a penalty on it every time. Until someone calls it, I'm going to keep running it. So USC had this. It didn't get flagged. Therefore, you got away with it. My guess is if they run it, it wouldn't shock me one bit if at some point this week, and they did this with Ohio State and Oregon played, and Lanning had his too many men on the field thing. It was like Tuesday came out and they closed the loophole. It wouldn't shock me one bit if the NCAA put out a statement saying this is not going to be allowed going forward.
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
But it's really hard to catch. No one knew you were going to do it. In what world is the ref looking at that being like, wait a minute, that's not the punter?
Hey, that's not. Hey, wait, that's Sam Heward.
It's Enrico Palazzo. You know, that's. So, yeah, but that's upon you for not realizing that there could be a fake. No matter who's back there, if you get snookered into a fake punt, yeah, that's on you for not paying attention.
All right. We'll have more from the college football weekend that was coming up. It won't happen, but a scenario exists where the ACC champion may not get into the playoff.
It won't happen, but it would be the greatest thing ever. Because if it happens, it'd be Duke.
So that, and we got to get some NFL. Brian Daboll fired, and are the Seahawks the best team in the NFL? Coming up on The Fan.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.